Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Robin Richmond Mason, educator and agricultural product innovator, has been awarded $10,000 as a semifinalist in the American Farm Bureau's Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge.
It seemed to fit the innovative leadership qualities of the Farm Bureau's search, and we just wrote it into the format that they asked us to, and we're really extremely proud.
On her Pumpkin Vine Creek farm in Paint Lick, Mason grows the fibrous plant Knaf, and with it has developed a long-lasting biodegradable ground cover.
Woven compost is a ground cover that when you plant your garden in the springtime, in between the rows, this product goes down between the rows almost like a ground carpet, but it is all completely made of fiber, completely biodegradable fiber. And throughout the whole growing season, the ground between the two rows is all clean.
In her off-farm work, Dr. Mason is an educator in Appalachian Studies at Eastern Kentucky University with past work at Berea College and Alice Lloyd College in Knott County. The Farm Bureau Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge, now in its second year, is the first national competition for rural innovators in agriculture and food business.
And I think that's a great idea because I work a lot with rural people. I've spent my life in agriculture and in textiles, and I believe that's an untapped resource, is the great and creative problem solving of rural and farm America.
More on her woven compost product in a minute. We'll be right back.
The greatest show on dirt. The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Louisville's Freedom Hall November 12th through the 14th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the action, including bull riding. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. There's special kids pricing all three nights. The rodeo is just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Go to livestockexpo.org for more information.
Madison County's Robin Mason sells her woven compost at the local farmer's market, but feels its application in the home garden or commercially holds plenty of potential.
And you bend over and you pick your green beans and your tomatoes out of a completely clean row. It degenerates over the winter, and next year when you're ready to plant your garden again, you can either plow it into the ground if you plow, but if you don't plow, then you maybe want to put your plants into your planting row and just roll another roll of woven compost into your garden.
She's developed a prototype fabricator, but feels the $10,000 startup price will allow for major improvements.
We really need, and I hope to this winter, and part of the Farm Bureau money will go toward enlarging the efficiency of our prototype. But I think that as quick as we get the prototype to be more efficient, it is just one step away from being able to take it to a very large-scale operation.
We'll try to check in with Robin Mason in late winter and see how progress with her prototype upgrade is moving along. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.